It's very disappointing and very painful as a South African citizen.
Yeah, it is a sad day indeed.
It's very sad for us as a nation.
Fans say the craziest things. This is the Fan Reaction Show.
Good day and welcome to the SL Podcast. Over the past weekend, Bafana Bafana failed to qualify for the next Africa Cup of Nations, drawing against Ghana 1-1 and then losing to Sudan 2-0 this past Sunday. That means it's going to be quite a while before we see Bafana Bafana competing at another tournament. After the match, we asked you all to send through your voice notes, and as usual, you never disappoint. I'm your host, Slu, and this is the Fan Reaction Show. This past Sunday, Bafana Bafana lost 2-0 against Sudan, meaning that they will not be at the next Africa Cup of Nations, failing to qualify again. After the match, we asked you to send through your voice note reactions. Here's what you had to say.
What I'm going to say now, ne, is that our technical team for Bafana Bafana, they failed to do a simple thing. You've got only two opportunities. It's either you play a draw or you win the game. Then what do you do if you want to play a draw and win the game? You change the tactics that you use against Ghana, the tiki-taka short passes against Ghana. Now you start using the long balls because you've got Uga Maldin, who is good in terms of using the long ball so that he can run. You still have Tau that you can use the long balls. He can run. He's got speed. Then you take out Zwane, you put him on the bench. Then you make sure that you tighten the defense, you tighten the middle field. You make sure that Sudan doesn't get any chance, doesn't get any space to move the ball forward. You make sure that the middle field is tight, the back line is tight. Then once you've done that, you are done. Already you've got a draw.
Yeah, it's a sad day indeed because Bafana Bafana didn't qualify. So we are all sad and disappointed because really charity begins at home. They were supposed to qualify for AFCON before qualifying for other cups. So, but I think they must just work hard. The coach must work hard and try to check something that will work in the World Cup qualify. But honestly, I think they were supposed to qualify for this one. We are really, 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 really disappointed. But what can we say? It's our team. We are behind them. We no lose. We are behind Bafana Bafana. We love you guys.
It's very sad for us as a nation and the supporters of Bafana Bafana, especially the sad part. The game was not televised. The game was not broadcast even on our radio stations. So really, it's very sad. But we hope that as our president, we have just took over, Mr. Petrus Motsepe, the new CAF president, can look at such things. Always South Africans, we not getting good treatment when we play against African countries. So it's very sad. It's so sad. It's difficult to comment because we never watched the game. We were just being updated with this new technology of live streaming. So we are very sad and disappointed.
It's very disappointing and very painful as a South African citizen not to qualify for AFCON because it's something that we are used to it, but it's painful. So we want to see our national team qualifying, competing with other national teams. But now back to drawing board, what must we done now? Eh? What can we do as a nation? Now you dissolve the SAFA structure. That's the one thing to solve a problem. If you don't want a continuation of the same problem going forward, you dissolve the SAFA structure. You elect the new structure. Elect fresh ideas, new mindset that will take the country forward. Because this thing of us firing and hiring coaches each and every year after failing to qualify is not going to work as long as those top dogs there are still there, continuing getting money. But on the ground here, people are suffering. We need to start there. We must chop all of them, remove them, elect new people. Then you will see everything will be fine. Bafana Bafana will be back. Bafana Bafana should have quality players only playing on the squad.
On Facebook, we asked all of you guys to rank Bafana Bafana 1 through 10. And while you didn't do that, you did respond with some great opinions. Brenty Boy said, let's be honest, Bafana Bafana don't have international quality players. They are only good enough for this church league called the PSL. Brenty, a lot of shade there, my guy. Promise Tikira said, how can we rate the performance of a game that we did not watch? Which was a problem throughout the country. A lot of people found out when they woke up today that Bafana Bafana won't be at the next AFCON. So it is a lot to ask you guys. So thank you for letting us know. Mido Mfingwana said zero. Zero for all of them. Even their coach is included in the zero. Sise Musa actually did respond with all of them and just had the entire Bafana Bafana squad all ranked 0 out of 10. Mtlantla Shabalala said negative 9 out of 10. Lebohang the Navigator, as his name is on Facebook, said 0.0000. So at least we're all together in our sadness today. So we won't be at the next AFCON, but we tried. We supported the boys as best we could. So thank you guys for sending through your voice notes. Hopefully the next time we have to talk about Bafana Bafana, everyone will have been able to watch the match. Thank you nonetheless for your comments in the Facebook session and for sending through your voice notes. The Fan Reaction Show is a team effort driven by the following incredible individuals in the SL Podcast team. The show is hosted and produced by Slu Paho. It is edited by Aiden Hewitt and graphics are provided by Nino Segalen. Brought to you by Sokola Duma.